We should understand why, if the Creator wants to give the light of the Creator to a person, the person needs good deeds, like the oil. That is, according to the amount of oil in the wick, to that extent, the candle burns. In other words, in corporeality we see that the wick can burn only according to the amount of oil in it. Yet how does this relate to spirituality? Why is it that when there is a lack of good deeds, the Creator cannot give to a person, so the light will not stop from him? After all, the fact that the Creator gives light to a person is because of the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations. Thus, why does the Creator need the lower one to give him good deeds? To understand what we asked, if he wishes to give delight and pleasure to the created beings, why does he need them to give him oil? The answer is that in order to achieve the completion of his works, there was the matter of concealment and hiding, so that his guidance will not be in open providence. Only once the created beings correct their vessels from the will to receive for themselves and achieve equivalence of form, called desire to bestow, by this the matter of shame, which derives from the oppositeness of form from the giver, will be corrected. It therefore follows that although from the perspective of the giver there is no cessation of abundance, but as it is written, I, the Lord, do not change, from the perspective of the correction that was carried out in the first receiver called Malchut of Ein Sof, this correction is derived, where as long as the lower one cannot receive everything in order to bestow, the light stops shining to the lower ones, to the lower one. Therefore, in order for the light to shine on one's head, he must do good deeds, meaning acts of bestowal. This will lead him to do everything in order to bestow. And then there will be a place where the light can be present permanently. Now we can interpret what is written, the wise, his eyes are in his head. Baal HaSulam said that wise means that one who wants to be wise is already called wise. Accordingly, this means that one who wants to be wise should look in his own head, meaning believe that the Shekhinah is on his head, which is the reason why our sages said one must not walk four steps bareheaded. He explained that man's head means man's mind, and the mind must not be revealed, meaning he should cover his mind and reason as though he has no reason and go above reason. For precisely above reason can he receive everything in order to bestow. In this way, a person can be rewarded with feeling that the Shekhinah is over his head, meaning above reason, by which he will come to feel. His body. For what should a person ask for the Creator's help? He cannot defeat the evil in him called will to receive for his own sake. Because the Shekhinah is dust. In other words, since there is a natural law that the small annuls before the great, as a candle before a torch, a person cannot work for the sake of the Creator because the King is not important in his eyes. This is called Shekhinah in the dust. It follows that he asks the Creator to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. In other words, for the Shekhinah is called Kingdom of Heaven, and its value is the same as that of dust. It is as we say in the blessing for the food, the Merciful One will raise for us the fallen hut of David, where the hut, the Sukkah of David, means the Kingdom of Heaven, which is lying in the dust. We ask the Creator to raise Malchut so that we can see its importance, and not as it appears to us, that it is lying in the dust, which is why we cannot annul the evil in us. Inversely, if the glory of heaven were revealed, the body would annul like a candle before a torch. This is the meaning of what we say in the Musaf prayer. For our sins, we have been exiled from our land and drew far from off from our land. That is, because of sins, called vessels of reception, we have become far off from our land. Adama, land, comes from the words Adame, I will resemble the upper one. Similar to the upper one means that the lower one too wants to be as a desire to bestow, like the upper one. He drew far off from it because he wants only to receive for himself. For this reason, we ask of the Creator and say, Our Father, our King, reveal the glory of your kingship upon us soon. That is, by the Creator revealing his glory to us, meaning raising the Shekhinah from the dust, and glorifying Malchut, we will be able to annul our will to receive through the rule the small annuls before the great. That there is prohibition to receive abundance in vessels of reception. For this reason, a person begins to work not in order to receive reward, because of the glory of the King, hence he asks the Creator not to hide himself from the lower ones, but to reveal the glory of your kingship over us. So we will have the strength to annul ourselves and work only because of the glory of the King. Now we can understand the meaning of tnufa, which he says means nupe, give mouth. We should interpret that it means that the created beings must give a mouth to the Creator, which is Malchut. It means that the lower ones should take upon themselves the Kingdom of Heaven, meaning that they must elevate Malchut, which is lying on the dust, and says that she is not lowered and lying in the dust, but that her place is in heaven. This is called the Kingdom of Heaven, meaning that she is raised from the dust and placed back in her place, which is her important place in heaven. Then Malchut is called Peh. It says, give glory to the Lord your God. than spare is glory. For there is no merit to the High King unless when Israel established this glory, which is the kingship, and give it to the King of Glory. This is that all our work is to aim all of our actions to raise the Shekhinah from the dust, meaning to raise Malchut. This means that we take upon ourselves the kingdom of heaven to make her respectable, to understand her merit, and that it is worthy to work for the sake of the Creator. Friend, his inclination is greater than him. It means that the good and the bad are always of equal weight. It therefore follows that the evil is recognized only according to the extent of good that a person has obtained, and to that extent the evil in him appears. Accordingly, one who has only a little bit of good will only have a little bit of bad. For otherwise, he will not be balanced and will not be able to make a choice. For the bad will be more than the good. For this reason, a person is shown the evil in him only to the extent of the good in him. Meaning that a person is always in a state of half good and half bad. It turns out that through descents and ascents, the evil is gradually corrected, and a person must always remember and believe what our sages said. He who comes to be purified is aided. However, a person must give an awakening from below, and then he is rewarded with a pay of Gdusha. As was said, give a mouth, give glory to the Lord your God. Of heaven. If you can explain, it's like the Creator concealed so that we won't work because he is apparent to us as great, and then we will have pleasure from that. And we work in concealment. On the other hand, we're saying, reveal your glory so that we will be able to work. So I have some clash here.
Why? So we will have the strength to work. That's one thing. As opposed to the greatness of the Creator being revealed. It denies us the work. The Creator is revealed as great. He fills everything. He does everything.
He says if it were revealed that the Creator is great, everyone would run after him and serve him. So he concealed it.
Yes.
We say, reveal your glory so that we will be able to serve you without reward. What is the revelation that we're asking for and we're not afraid that it will be in order to receive?
Because, first of all, it comes according to our request. There's a big difference. When we, according to our desire, are asking the Creator to be revealed as great. And then, when he is revealed in small portions, and according to the desire, request, expectation, passion that we have, we receive his revelation as a reward.
If we can
connect it, he said faith above reason. When a person does deeds of bestowal and works in faith above reason, it's like he reveals closeness, that he loves the Creator and that the Creator loves him, but he shouldn't take it as they call it, as as support, but rather as proof that he worked correctly. This protection not to let go of above reason, is that what gives us the confidence that if the Creator will be revealed, we will take it to the work actually?
Yes, we have to constantly maintain the above reason, and then whatever is revealed for our sake, for our benefit, to advance us on.
Why specifically when a person is in a state of ascent and has the feeling that it's worthwhile to work in order to bring contentment to the Creator, then he needs to go actually above reason?
Again?
Why is it specifically in the state that a person's in ascent and has the feeling that it's worthwhile to work and bring contentment to the Creator? Why is it then that he has to go above reason?
Because he wants to come to work in order to bestow. Above reason is a pure act of bestowal, clean.
The state of ascent.
Yes.
What's the addition here? What's faith above reason in that feeling?
That he is receiving what he has now in vessels of bestowal.
When a person is in a state of descent, what is to go in faith above reason? When a person is in a state of descent, what is to go above reason?
In a descent, it's actually easier. When he overcomes his descent and tries to continue to come closer to the Creator from a state of descent as well.
Another question, where does a person take oil for good deeds?
This is a question. I think that through connection with the friends, because for himself, he hasn't any, he has got nothing from which to add oil for all the light. But only through connection with the friends can he extract from the relationships between them oil. Instead of one day, yes. It means that from where did they get this miracle? Because they all connected and they all wanted to be as one man with one heart. So that oil that they found, and which was for one day, burned for 8 days. This is
מזה שמתחברים. Ken.
Yes, that's true. All of Hanukkah is about reaching vessels of bestowal. Where we, from day to day, advance through the 8 days of Hanukkah, so that we lean more and more and more toward acts of bestowal, to bestow in order to bestow. Yes, more? Yes, aside.
Thank
you, Rav. It's written here. Abba said about this, a rule that if a person has love of the Creator, he should know that this is because the Creator loves him. As it is written, the Creator is your shadow. What does it mean if the Creator loves him? And does the Creator, doesn't the Creator love everyone?
I don't know about everyone, but toward a person, it is a proof that he is getting from the Creator vessels of bestowal, that he begins to love everyone.
That's it.
By this, we discover the Creator.
Rav, I want
to understand these concepts of oil, good deeds, and the connections between them. Good deeds are deeds of connection between us?
Yes.
The deeds of connection between us is the deeds of bestowal, or is it the filling of bestowal?
No, it's a vessel of bestowal. When we connect our vessels of bestowal, and the oil is what fills the vessels.
So the oil is like what is revealed when we connect?
Yes.
Can we say that the good deeds is above reason, or is it above this action?
Above reason is above this intention. When we want to be in an act above reason in order to cause contentment to the Creator.
So when we try to do an act of connection between us, it will become an action above reason only if we enter the Creator into the game?
Of course. Otherwise, why are you doing this? What are you in a gang? They have even better connection, stronger connection.
And if I enter the Creator into this game, meaning that's the intention of why I'm doing all this chain of actions, then the action of connection between us is called an action above reason?
Yes. Yes.
So what is it when we say that above reason is a gift from the Creator? What exactly is the gift?
Because we ourselves, by ourselves, cannot do it.
What part along the way can't I do? The connection, the action itself. What can't I do that the Creator has to do and He makes the miracle and lets me do it?
We cannot make a connection between us and the Creator.
And then in order to overcome that, we, let's say, raise prayer, work in a certain, and then
everything you can. Rus.
Скажите, пожалуйста, что такое шхина в духовном и как ее поднять из праха?
What is Shekhinah in spirituality and how to raise it from the dust?
The Shekhinah, divinity, is the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Usually, this is it. How do we raise her? We raise her according to our relation to it, to the extent that we appreciate, value the revelation of the Creator between us.
Boker Tov Rabekar. Malhut'un önemini ve toz içinde olduğunu kişi nasıl farkına varır ve yaratıcıdan nasıl yardım alabiliriz?
Boker Tov Rab. Good morning, Rav. How can a person understand the importance of Malhut and if it's in dust, how to receive help from the Creator?
To understand that it's only in his eyes that Shekhinah seems like it's in the dust, because he doesn't know how to measure, to feel her real place, that she is in heaven. And therefore, he needs to be in a group of friends who will work on it together in order to raise the Shekhinah to heaven.
Give one.
Give one.
Dear
Rav, question. How do we work together in the ten in order to raise the Shekhinah from the dust? What is that work between us?
We have to connect between us. And that small desire that exists in each one to connect with the others, that desire we have to raise up. And by this, we will discover and know the Shekhinah.
Что значит, что это маленькое желание, вот, которое есть у каждого товарища, мы поднимаем наверх?
What does it mean that there's a small desire that every friend
to that he needs it more than everyone?
Например, на встрече сделать так.
Meaning this is practical work, meaning how we're in our meetings of the ten, how do we find it?
We have to unite between us. To connect ourselves and our desire, after it's connected, to raise it to the Creator, to elevate it, that we want in this desire to reveal the Creator, to bestow upon Him, and then we will feel how we are coming closer to Him.
When the Kabbalists gather, they can gather and intensify, raise this desire of the Shekhinah from the dust. So it will be as a practical exercise for them?
Yes.
Unity 3.
Unity 3.
Shalom, Rav. Ну, ощущение зла.
Hello, Rav.
Мое низкое состояние.
The feeling of recognition of evil is that that's my lowly state. And in order to rise above, I can receive the hope that according to the measure of evil that I feel, I have accordingly the force of good, and then I have the strength to raise the friends? Or is that hope towards the friends? Or
it all depends only on your prayer. Your request from the Creator.
For the friends or for myself? That's the question.
It becomes a general prayer.
And the common the hope is common? We read, if a person has love of the Creator, then it's a sign that the Creator loves him. Question. How can a person know that he has love of the Creator and he's not lying to himself?
He should check it with the friends. There is no other test.
How do you test this? What needs to be seen?
Just love the friends.
Shalom Rav. Makalede zihnini ve aklını sanki aklı yokmuş gibi örtmelidir ve mantık ötesi gitmelidir diyor. Diğer taraftan işleri yaradana bırakmamalıyız diyoruz. Mantık ötesi gitmenin ölçütü nedir? Toda.
It is written that a person has to go above reason as if he has no reason. On the other hand, in the work, we make efforts with all our might. What is the measure of going above reason?
That I am adhered to the Creator and to the friends with all my might. That is called that I'm going above my reason.
Measure of going above reason.
That I am adhered to the Creator and to the friends with all my might. That is called that I'm going above my reason. I did not understand the question.
He says, in a state of descent, it's easier to overcome.
Well,
so why do friends leave the path? He thought that in a state of, now that they're in a state of descent, it should be easier for them to overcome. So why do they leave?
They don't have the force of faith. They don't have connection. They don't have contact with Creator in which they can see themselves as standing before Him. There are several, well, it's actually one reason, the lack of faith. But that's what's happening to them. And mostly it's the lack of desire. And that what they reached thus far could have been due to the influence of the environment, and from here onwards they may have to add in their exertion. To add through their exertion forces, and they have nowhere from which to take it. Okay.
Maestro, posso aggiungere?
Teacher, can I add, please?
Maestro, ma quanto yes. Dipende dal gruppo che non riesce a tenere gli amici
on what,
all'interno del cammino?
What depends on the group that cannot sustain the friends along the path? And to what extent does it depend on a person's faith? That he doesn't have a desire to continue. What depends on the group and what depends on the person with respect to a person who leaves the path? What depends on him and what depends on the group?
I think it all depends on the group. The group needs to show him how they work together. The group is capable of awakening in him the force of envy, bestowal, connection, and to cause him to want to be together with them. Okay.
Woman Cup, you too.
Hi, Rav. In the article, it is said, person is always in a state of have good and have bad, for otherwise, he will not be balanced. Is that where a person has a free choice to lean towards good by connecting with friends?
He has the possibility of connecting with the friends and joining them. And to the extent in which he pushes them towards the goal, thus he pushes himself to the goal. And eventually this is what will help him.
And now?
Yes.
He writes here that when a person wants to work for the sake of the body, to receive fuel for himself, then the body cooperates and gives him the energy for it. But the minute he starts wanting to work toward bestowal, the body resists. So, what do we do at that point when there is a desire in you to go toward bestowal, but the body resists you more and more?
What to do?
Yes.
Well, we get all kinds of advice. Connect with the friends, turn to the Creator.
Okay, but from where do you get the fuel? It's as if there is no fuel. The fuel you get from the body. from the desire.
Yes.
So from where do you bring a fuel that is not in order to receive?
To get closer to the friends, to fall onto their hands. If he's not capable of making any movement by himself.
This disconnection of a person from the need to receive fuel from the body, when he begins to receive fuels from bestowal, how does that disconnection happen? When you get fuels that allow you, enable you to work in bestowal.
When you connect to the friends, with the friends, turn to the Creator in order to receive this power that would bring all of you up together, you begin to feel that it's working.
And what do you do with the body? What do you do with the resistance of the body?
You don't even pay attention to it. Let it resist. You are doing it for the friends.
Clear. Rabash also writes that the body resists so much that if he who comes to kill you, kill him first. He really wants to finish you.
Yes.
So that's my question. It turns out that on the one hand we want to go toward bestowal, on the other hand our whole nature wants to go a different way.
Yes.
So how do we rise above it?
We're above the body because together we wish to be with the friends. Together with the friends, and the Creator in the midst of it all.
So they
going in this inclination to bestow, that's to get fuel from connection?
Yeah, only from holding.
Before we go to the next part, I wanted to ask you, how do you summarize Hanukkah? Because we read the last article of Rabash and we had this very special period where in the morning and the afternoon we were around that holiday in its internality. How do you see that?
This Hanukkah landed exactly into our general state, where Israel, the country of Israel, is in a very serious situation, and we need to understand it. I sincerely hope that we will understand how to extract the light of Hanukkah, which is the light of faith, and we will be able to rise from our degree to the upper force. And all the enemies, all our haters, will simply disappear from the horizon. For the time being, I cannot highlight this time of Hanukkah as a good time. It's war with the Greeks, with the evil forces.
I don't
know what to tell you. I think There are many more actions we need to do, chief of which is the action of connection, not to let the evil forces tear us apart, the entire Israeli society.
No.
That's it.
That's
what I need to say. I'm sure we'll emerge victorious, but this certainty has to live upon great concern in each one's heart. Okay.